And then a poem which perhaps is has been more anthologized than any other poem of mine, Bells for John Whiteside's Daughter. I want to make a little comment before reading it. That's better than waiting till afterwards and trying to explain what I've been reading. John Whiteside's daughter is not given her name. And the fact is that it's a neighbor talking who lives in an upstairs apartment and looks down over the playground of the little girl. And the phrase that may not be familiar, well, I always ask about that, and half the people know it and half don't know it. Her brown study. Now, my father used to scold me if I seemed to be thinking about something else when he had to give me a command, and he would say, "Come out of that brown study and listen to what I have to tell you." And I was told by New England friends, it was a common phrase there, and it may be common generally, but it's simply an absent-minded state. There was such speed in her little body and such lightness in her footfall. It is no wonder her brown study astonishes us all. Her walls were bruited in our high window. We looked among orchard trees and beyond, where she took arms against her shadow, or harried unto the pond the lazy geese, like a snow cloud dripping their snow on the green grass, tricking and stopping, sleepy and proud, who cried in goose, "Alas for the tireless heart within the little lady with rod," that made them rise from their noon apple dreams and scuttle goose fashion under the skies. But now go the bells, and we are ready. In one house we are sternly stopped to say we are vexed at her brown study lying so primly propped. About the geese, they seem very stupid. They haven't much voices. They quack, hiss. They haven't a very graceful manner of locomotion. They waddle. And it bothered me. The greatest difficulty I had here was to put the geese on her side, to say this is a dangerous thing. This little girl has too much energy. She's bound to come to grief. And so I finally had it, "Who cried in goose, alas, for the tireless heart within the little lady with rod," and so on. So they're quite sensitive, like the old couple looking from the upper window about the danger. And finally it has come, and now she lies propped up in a lasting brown study from which she will not come out again. And he says, "We are sternly stopped here," with feelings of great chagrin and regret. I wrote in the early days of my publication a number of poems about death. I had the feeling that that's a classical thing to do, that among the Greeks and the Romans it was necessary to have intimations of mortality and know that our day would come. and some of the gravest and bravest of human sentiments are involved there.